morning because I guess during a three-state run, the president is really talking a lot about student loans. He was in North Carolina and Iowa, and he said that some interest rates on, we're talking 7 million student loans out there, could double if Congress doesn't act. Tell me what your thoughts are on that.
Well, first of all, it's interesting about what the subjects the president's talking about. You notice he's not talking about jobs or the economy or high energy prices or any of the great things he's done to hurt our, you know, under the guise of Obama economics. With respect to student loans, the problem that we're facing right now is due entirely to what he proposed when Obamacare passed 2 years ago. Under Obamacare, one of the gimmicky ways that Congress came up to pay for it was to take the private student loan system and federalize it. Actually, I mean, it's essentially a government takeover, and put a bunch of companies out of business. And in that takeover, they set student loan rates low for a couple of years, and now they're going to jump back up. They're essentially going to double. But that's all due exactly what the president wanted as far as Obamacare.
Yeah.
You know, there haven't been, in terms of my view on this, I don't think we need to have a big fight over this. I think we ought to go ahead and concede and say, okay, we'll go ahead and leave the rates low for another year or two. But what I'd like to do ultimately is to put the student loan system back out where it belongs, and that's in the private sector, and then just provide the federal guarantee to back it up. My gut tells me, if you look at what rates student loan rates would be today, they'd actually be lower if the market set the rates today.
Well, and once again, I think you got to say that right now government's making it tough on banks of all sizes, and anything that you can do to allow them to have a little bit of a revenue stream probably would not be a bad thing.
Absolutely, and I've talked to students from both Texas A&M and Baylor, both the big schools I represent, as well as Blinn and McLennan College and some of the trade schools. And every student to a man or woman has told me that the federal government is doing a worse job of consumer care than their private lenders did before. And so the federal government's come in, it's taken it over, it's ruined another market, and we need to get it back in the private sector where it belongs.
Now, and they're tying this student loan interest rates, keeping it low, to an idea at least some Democrats might be pushing for small business owners to pay more payroll taxes. Owners of privately held corporations, S-Corps, and there are a lot of them out there, who earn at least $250,000 a year, could face some stricter tax rules. Do you see that this is going to happen? I mean, I guess before the election, maybe not, but do you see this on the horizon?
No, I think even if you ran it through the democratically controlled Senate, they would vote it down. I mean, there's been a desire for some Democrats to do a self-inflicted gunshot to themselves in some of the things they're proposing, like the Buffett tax. It was fascinating. The Buffett tax came out last week when they wanted to raise more federal revenues, albeit a very, very small amount, when the GSA scandal broke. So, you know, it was easy for me to say, yeah, let's raise more taxes so the GSA can have more parties.
Yeah, right.
And that just doesn't make sense. I mean, you're levying taxes on the job creators, and this proposal to tax S-Corps in a different manner, again, is attacking the job creators. We need more job creators creating more jobs, not job creators paying higher taxes and put in a position where they hire fewer. I mean, Obamacare is already knocking the heck out of them today because their average health insurance rates have gone up by about 25% a year each of the last 2 years. That's not hit them any harder.
That, and you tie it just to the whole idea of it's an uncomfortable environment out there. You don't know what's going to be happening 6 months down the road. Business owners don't feel like they want to really invest right now.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not investing in people or plant, property, and equipment. And it's all because of the uncertainty due to they don't know what their tax rates are going to be. They don't know what regulators are going to hit them over the head next week. They don't know what Obamacare is going to do to them. They don't know what high energy prices are going to do to them. You know, it'd be a tough time to be a small business owner today. Well, it is a tough time.
Sure, yeah. Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. There are many straight talkers in the House. I don't know that one of them is any straighter talking than Darrell Issa. I mean, he's obviously independently wealthy, and he can say about anything he wants, and he happens to be the committee, the Oversight Committee chairman. But yesterday, he said that the Obama administration, at first he had said, is one of the most corrupt. Then yesterday, he changed it to say the most corrupt government in history.
Well, you've got to agree with him. Look at the green energy programs. You've got Solyndra and now five other companies that have collectively cost $1.7 billion taxpayer dollars from hardworking taxpayers. Those things all went to fund the president's friends, the people that either raised a lot of money for him or individually gave a lot of money for him. You've got this GSA scandal. You've got the problems with the Secret Service. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Well, in a sad fact, you know, we had our candidates forum earlier this week for state representative and state senator, and they're struggling, for instance, with transportation funding in Texas. As big as Texas is, it's obviously a problem. They've had to sell bonds, and part of it is that they had been expecting funding coming from D.C., and the way things go now, those federal dollars are not available for all sorts of projects.
Well, I think you and I have talked about this to a lesser extent, but you know, typically when a president comes in, they populate all of the federal agencies with appointed folks, and those appointed folks try to bend the will of the agency to fit the ideas of the ideology of the president. I have never seen such a huge change in the way all of the agencies behave as I've seen now. Even the IRS is going after conservative groups, but leaving left-leaning groups alone. You look at the way grants are funded. I mean, swing states are getting all the money. Conservative states are getting nothing, and that's one of the reasons Texas is being hurt. The Obama administration is out to punish Texas, and it's hurting us in not only in education, but it's hurting us in when it comes to our roads and bridges. It's hurting us in Medicaid. You look at it anywhere, and it's hurting us because we elected to go a different direction in the last presidential election.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's the second most populous state, one of the fastest growing, and it's almost like we're not on their radar screen.
Exactly. I mean, this upcoming election is going to be fought in 12 states, and Texas is not one of them.
Yeah. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Great to talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country during these difficult times and for our military men and women that protect it.